Whoever listens the knowledge should get the purpose of the knowledge, the object of the knowledge, not the subjective studies only. One has to realize the science by practicing it. So one point is that if that come from the authentic sources, your devotees like Sukadeva Goswami, so it bears that quality which can penetrate the Hudaya Granthi. Next point, Prabhupada arrives here, but is it penetrable to everybody? Can everybody have biased? Can the Hudaya Granthi of everybody be biased? Though it bears the quality to bias, it bears all the quality. Nama Krishna Nama, Krishna Nama Surya Sama. So can the light be polluted by any way? Yes, it can be changed by the clouds. That means one also need, it cannot penetrate everybody. It penetrated only to submissive students. So the next point is submissive students. First is the qualification of the speaker. Second is the qualification of the listener. The speaker must be qualified. The listener must be qualified. Any disqualification of anyone, check the process of sarvana and kirtana. One to kirtana, other hears. Both get same result. Both are servant. Sometimes Swamiji explains servant is better. Because first you will be servant, then kirtana. Sarvanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. Remember us. So a submissive student is always welcome by the parampara, by the acharya, which comes from Krishna, by Brahma, Narada, and then Sukadeva Goswami, then to by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then by Sada Goswami, then to Jagannath Das Bhavati Maharaj, then to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then to Guru Kishore Das Bhavati Maharaj, then Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, then our ISKCON Pandracharya Srila Prabhupada. In this way, the knowledge is coming to us. So, as the Bhagavad Gita says, evam parampara tattvam imam rajasaya vidhi. This science of getting knowledge must be obtained through parampara. Okay, let me describe why we should listen through parampara. One thing, nigamakalpataro galita phalam shuka mukha amruta dravasan jutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhubi bhagukaham. This the ripened fruit of devotional taste, rasa. There is two kind of taste. Out of that, five is the most important rasa. Santaha, then rasya, then sakya, then vatsalya, then madhurya. These are the devotional tests. Total 12 tests are there. If somebody never bears all these 5 tests, if he bears other tests, it is simply mechanical, materialistic. Like desa, sambrama, virasa, krodha, hasya, parihasya. It bears no meaning if you don't have the first basic 5 things. So these are the 5 tests. And the ripened fruit is the Srimad Bhagavatam. the teachings of Lord Sri Krishna. So what is that? First told to Brahma. What Krishna told to Brahma? Jnanam paramam guhyam idam jad vijnana samanitam sa rahasyam tatangam chasya gruharam gaditam maya. Jnanam paramam guhyam. Krishna is telling, I will give you the most secret knowledge, but only giving these words. Krishna has given Brahma only four verses. Out of this, the first verses bears everything. What is this? Jnanam paramam guhyam jat vijnana samanitam, which is scientific. Then what is scientific? Scientific means the knowledge what I will impart you, you have to realize that by practicing it. Jat vijnanam samanitam saha rahasyam tadangam. When you execute this devotional service, you will realize that scientific knowledge. Guhanam gaditam maya. As I explained to you. Then Brahma, what did? What Brahma did? Brahma listened everything, one by one, all verses, no? Krishna didn't tell the Srimad Bhagavatam verses to Brahma, or Bhagavad Gita to Brahma, or Padma Purana, just like Sri Bhagavatam, never spoke to Brahma. What Brahma got? Only this verse. Then what did he? Meditate upon Krishna, tapaha, meditate upon Krishna. He created the cosmic world and gave the transcendental knowledge. Because he practiced it, he practiced that devotional service, then he got the realization. Understand? So what is the essence of all knowledge? That he did. So he got how to get that. That's all. The total scripture says how to do that, nothing else. How to do devotional service. How to please Krishna. This is what this scripture only says. So when somebody executed, when somebody gets the result, the ripe and fruit, first planting the fruit, the tree, first putting the seed in a loamy soil like your heart, which must be certain, should not be like stone hearted with offenses. It must be certain. Then you will plant the seed first. If the heart is properly watered with the Sravana Kirtana, then there is question of germination. Then plant will grow. Upajaye vade lata. Slowly, it starts increasing. Goloka Vrindavana jaye Krishna charana anta hai. If in this way you continue, Sravana Kirtana Smarana, all the nine processes of devotional service, along with it, jat karosi, jat asnasi, jat duhosi, dadasi jat, tat kurusa, madharpanam. Along with this, because you are in grace life, you cannot perform all nine kind of devotional service, you have to work. That must be rendered. So Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita two most important signs. One is jat karosi, other is manmana bhavamad bhakta, madhajaji manmanaskura, which include the nine. So if you execute these things with sincere effort, then this plant will reach to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, which will give ripe and cool. Rasamalai, a very tasty mango. We have not seen such kind of mango yet. Very tasty mango, rasam. Then, when the person will get that and taste that mango,
He knows how the test is, and he has also the understanding how he got that truth. So the science of cultivation, only one expert farmer can say the science of cultivation. So here, who has done this? Brahma. So he is explaining that to Narada. Then Narada explained to Vyasa. Vyasa then explained to Sukadeva Goswami. Every time, all other who listen, they also practice. Practitioner. Narada practice. The greatest acharya. Then he has some more extra experience also. So, as much as Brahma gave, again Narada added something else. Because his experience, isn't it? The experience, total experience gathered by Brahma, where it comes from Narada and then reaches you to Vyasa, means the experience of Brahma and Narada added. Again, when it reaches to Sukadev, then the experience of Narada, Vyasa and Brahma together. When it reaches to Sutta Goswami, then again the experience of Sukadev Goswami is added. So in that way, when we go through the parampara, it is increasing, increasing and increasing. So when we receive a parampara, we receive it with a lot of experiences. It becomes very easy. That's why we should listen through parampara. This is one.